This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm still very interested in the Pain Volleyball mixtape. I need to get my ears on that. But that aside, let's focus on what you need to focus on, which is In the Loop. We are indeed going.
You need to focus on
off
In the
and
Loop.
Running, off and running on a Wednesday. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Latula, all back in studio.
How about that?
All right. Shout out to Texas Star Grill Shots for having us there yesterday. It was fun, Sean. I appreciate that. But it's nice to be in the friendly confines of the studio where I have more screens than I know what to do with.
A little spooky in here. I need to raise the lights.
I did notice that it was dark in here. Why is that? What happened here? That's weird. But also,
Sean and Seth were in their
Morning show people.
They were in their Halloween spirit.
No. I blame the night guys for that. They dimmed lights.
They do that.
Mood lighting.
Mood lighting.
I like that. Yeah, and our guy Adam Spillane was in last night as well with Sean Bajani. He'll join us at 10:40 as it's opening day for the Rockets at Toyota Center versus the Hornets. I'm excited to get out there, see what's popping with the team, and we'll talk a little bit about that with Spo, including you and. Later in the show, we also you have another hot take. You just full of takes.
I'm full of hot takes today. Piping hot.
Okay, I don't like the way that sounds for some reason. And that's a me thing. That's less about like that is a statement that is valid that you could say. Fig, it's good to be able to see you. I like. Hopefully, we can get you more involved in this program than we did last week. Yesterday, rather. I feel like I did not do enough of that.
Oh, no, it's good. It's always difficult when somebody's on remote and I'm back here because you got the echoes and y'all can't see if I'm trying to say something and all that stuff. So y'all did a good job, man.
I appreciate that. I don't know if you're just being nice, but I do appreciate it. What I also appreciate, you got the piping hot takes from Lopez, but you also have like a feeling of fear of missing out, like a FOMO.
Yeah, that old FOMO thing. I woke up this morning, I saw the DeAndre Hopkins news, which on by itself is like, okay, well, he's not quite the player he was. But the fact that
that's where your brain went first.
But the fact that he went to the Chiefs, you know, is kind of like, we'll see what happens.
Right,
Astros with a middling pitcher. Oh my gosh, he's going to go 8 straight with without giving up. You know,
like more. The Astros getting cranky.
Yeah.
Right,
getting one of those things. But I got a little FOMO work in here, and it's a combination of what we saw from the Texans on Sunday.
Yeah, that doesn't help, right?
Like, right.
If the Texans play well, acquit themselves well against the Packers, hell, maybe if the Texans even just win, even if they play the same game, but they have, like, let's say that snap is fumbled on the final field goal and they end up winning. Maybe these things are a little bit easier to stomach. But yeah, that as a backdrop does not help. I feel like we have, particularly on the show, been a lot more negative than I anticipated. And a lot of it, I think, is well-placed because this team is not found their groove in the way that we've been calling for and clamoring for. But yeah, that does not help as a general mood setter.
Yeah. And it's a little weird because, the Texans certainly do not need a receiver. But, you know, you look at the breadth of everything going on and Devontae Adams goes to the Jets. The Bills get Amari Cooper. DeAndre Hopkins goes to the Chiefs. Cooper Kupp, I guess the Steelers now are kind of in the mix.
Everybody just out here playing.
The Steelers trying to get any wide receiver at this point,
they
man.
Are.
They always in the mix for a wide receiver.
Yes, I love the Steelers being abundantly clear. Like, they're like, you know how some teams try to hide their hands? I'm like, no, man. We feel good about
it. We need a receiver.
We want him. We want him. We want him. We want him.
No, man, we need it.
They out here flirting.
Who got it? Anybody got it? Hey, you got some receivers for sale, bro? I need a receiver.
Hey, they still married and out here flirting.
That's exactly.
They trying to move on.
Exactly. So, but then you have that, how they played.
Yeah.
You have these teams making moves, man. They're making moves. Then you have the need for a cornerback, the need for a safety, the need to do something with the offensive line here. And I'm like, gotta do something, don't they? A little bit of FOMO here. And by the way, Devin White does not necessarily satiate that.
The next question was like, can I interest you in Devin White? It's not the full, like, I know that you're kind of hungry for a move. Yeah. I was like, can I interest you in a snack of Devin White here, right?
I mean,
like, just some Devin White charcuterie to keep you satiated
sprinkle.
For a little bit. Yeah, just something on the side because the Texans have signed Devin White as of, probably about 20 minutes ago. We got kind of news of that. And you say that does nothing for you in that regard. Because, I mean, it does look like you need some help linebacker-wise.
I mean, it doesn't do nothing. I think there are some possibilities there. Here's a guy that's going to be working with D'Amico Ryans.
It's like popcorn.
I like popcorn.
That's a snack at a vending machine, man, just to hold you over.
That might be it. You're starving to death. You stop at the...
Just that airy bag of chips.
You stop at the Circle K because it's still 40 minutes till you get home, and you get some, in my case, probably pork rinds, some hot pork rinds. And I'm like, that still doesn't hit the spot.
You in the waiting room and there's a vending machine right there. You starving.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? Let me just get something for here, man.
Get you some kettle chips right quick. A bag of four chips in that little bag.
Your spouse is seeing the doctor.
Let me get some Andy hot fries that have been sitting here for 2 years.
Or those hot tamales. Those hot tamales. You get those. That's what Devin White is.
Welcome to Team Devin White.
He's a hot tamale.
He's Andy Fries. Andy Hot Fries.
He's Funyuns. He's Funyuns.
Hey, wait, hold on.
Funyuns are awful.
I like Funyuns.
Ugh.
What?
Yuck. But he's Funyuns when you really want dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't do much. Which, hey, man, that actually is, FOMO be damned, that brought up a whole different other question. Hey, man, I understand, you know, Azeez Al-Shaair is dealing with his injury with that knee. Although I feel like if it was really a problem, we would hear like a bigger deal about it, right? Maybe he goes on IR or something like that. Henry Toto, you know, we know he's dealing with a concussion. We know that's not immediately and it's something easy that you're like, okay, well, in 3 weeks he will be back, right? We'll kind of play that by ear.
No.
And right now you are dealing with Jake Hansen and Neville Hewitt, who acquitted themselves fine in the course of this game, but, you know, God forbid something happened there.
Yeah.
Who else do you have? Like, it's like Delshawn Phillips, and then after that, you probably gonna have like Jalen Petrie playing linebacker as opposed to like nickel linebacker. And so you need that depth. But what that feels like is those guys aren't gonna be gone forever. Those guys will return. Mm-hmm. Those top end guys that you have linebacker wise, it feels like you going for depth is a patent acknowledgement that, hey man, Christian Harris, I don't know exactly when we get him back, and I know you were already kind of on the train that this might be way later in the season.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago.
We got people texting in saying they got $20 that we don't see Christian Harris at all in the season.
I would not take that bet. Or would I? Wait a minute. I would not take
that. No, you would not.
I would not take.
So you think we will see him?
No.
I think we will not.
He says that, yeah.
Okay.
Remember 2 weeks ago I had a confession that said, you know, this is completely irresponsible.
Yes.
But it feels like he had surgery.
Uh-huh.
It feels more so now.
Uh-huh.
It feels more so now. You get White coming in who... I mean, the guy has been a stud in this league, but it feels like ages, doesn't it? And didn't get on the field with the Eagles. Was sat out for quite a while until the Texans brought him in. Now, that's why he's Funyuns. You know, that's why he's the hot tamales or whatever, because it's like maybe there's something there with D'Amico Ryans. Maybe it's just a change of scenery.
But how quickly can that happen?
But how much can it be and how quickly?
In the midst of a season as well. And
yeah.
D'Amico Ryans, we were playing yesterday, the cut of him talking about with Vandermeer and Harris,
mm-hmm.
about how like he's, you know, coaching the coaches and like how that has to be an understanding because he can't get to the granular level coaching all the players. Well, I know we're giving him a lot of credit. And of course, he has a staff that I think you need to give credit as well, right? No one man makes all of this go. But how much can he impact? Hey, Devin Harris comes in, and as he's trying to get acclimated to the scheme and the system in and of itself, also coaching him up to make him a better player that then is effective for you if he needs to be put on the field. Like that, that might be a bridge too far to go to logically in what he is doing. And the thing that kind of scares me is, Devin White comes from the Eagles after he was you know, signed this offseason, cut a few weeks into the season, having not played a snap. And that's a team that desperately needed linebacker play.
They were
well.
Looking for linebackers. They gave him, a $4 million contract. He was looking for a $100 million contract. That's not exactly something where they had a lot of confidence that he could do it. They gave him a shot, and he never got on the field.
Yeah, and so... Like,
he's only 26.
He's 26?
He's 26 years old. Like, it's crazy.
He was like 35 years old.
Yes, bro. Yes. Yeah. And that's the thing about sports, man. You become old real fast for some reason, man. Depending on how these things go. But yeah, I mean, I understand 936 mentions they wanted the Texans to sign Devin White in the offseason. 26, runs a 4.42, and still, last time you saw him play... Bad stopping the run.
Yeah.
Like, bad stopping the run. All that speed is cool, but I think you also got to consider the structure of what you're dealing with here in the Texans. What do they value? What do they want? And being able to impact the run, having that physicality, swarm, all of these things, feel like they don't fit naturally with what he is, which again points the idea, and we all know this. This is kind of desperation feels a little strong, but this is a little bit of a desperation move.
It's kicking the tires.
Necessity.
At minimum, it's kicking the tires and see what he's got. Now, last year I used this term a lot. I really haven't used it too much this year, but D'Amico Ryans has a knack for a little pixie dust. You know, you sprinkle a little pixie dust on a player that was maybe underperforming, like White, but was young enough, like White, had enough talent, like White. And all of a sudden he finds a little something here. But I think the key element is something that you just mentioned. Like, that's an off-season thing. That's a training camp thing. That's a get him into the program, you know, as they say, and start working with him. We're going into week 8. This is a big ask. It's a big ask for him to step in and start doing things.
From the 337, he's a lemon head in an old box melted and stuck together. I don't know how we got to this space, but I like that you're willing to go with us, 337. I like that. I don't think I've had lemon heads.
It's been a long time. And they do stick. Yeah. Ever since he put it like that, they do stick together to each other in the box. And
are lemon heads, like, where do they rank in the hierarchy of things that you get out the vending machine? Because I can't even remember the last time I saw lemon heads.
I wouldn't get one in the vending machine. But I definitely had them as a kid, like going to the store.
Yeah.
Because there was only, 25 cents or something like that. So you could grab some. They got the lemon heads, the grape heads.
Yeah, I don't think I had none of those. That's I don't know. Sorry, that really distracted me. No, but back to the linebacker situation. Yeah, the thing that, and somebody was like, are we going to talk about the fact that it feels like this team is really playing kind of Jack Easterby when it comes to injuries?
Wow.
And that feels strong.
Wow. Right?
Anytime you evoke the name Jack Easterby around these parts.
Yeah, we got to fight.
Fight words.
Don't compare me to Jack Easterby.
Fight words, right? So, Texter, be careful. I'm not going to, I didn't put your number out there for a reason because I know Nick Cassero be listening and I don't want him to have to come see you, but. I don't love the way that they're handling, or at least the information on these injuries.
More like the Astros.
Yeah, that's what I was.
It's the Astros.
I was about to say. Yeah. I wouldn't take it that far. But
right. Exactly.
No, it's not as bad as the Astros.
No, but I think that, man, someone earlier was like, "Is Christian McCullers still not playing?" And I was like,
yeah.
"It's not even his fault." Mm-hmm. Like, the injury is what the injury is,
you
right? Or what have you.
Lance McCullers.
Christian McCullers is what they say. trying to obviously compare Christian Harris to Lance McCullers, but I was like, this goes over so much different if you just get a, hey, we're not expecting him back in a little while.
Yeah.
It's taking a lot longer than we anticipated or what have you. And if we have a framework that makes it more reasonable for us in the front end, we can expect that and see that coming. With D'Amico Autry, nobody was like, hey, man, what's happening? I mean, of course, the suspension is different, but
exactly.
You knew, hey, man, week 7 is when this will come around and when we deal with that. Christian Harris, all we had was the IR after 4 weeks. We're like, all right, so what's happening there? And they're like, we'll let you know.
Okay, so that I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because really, it's not like the Astros except for that one case. Because a lot of these injuries, you see them on the field or not. And by the way, we will see that today. The Texans take the practice field. So it's not like they're hiding that. You know, so-and-so is participating, so-and-so is not. And they've been a little more transparent with some of these things. But the one that really sort of like set people off is we'll let you know. On Christian Harris. That's a definite Astros-like thing.
To me, I kind of look at that. We talked about the whole ahead of schedule type thing.
Yeah.
To me, that's the opposite.
Yeah.
To me, that's not ahead of schedule where they use stuff like we'll see because they'll never say he's behind on schedule or anything or falling back, but stuff like that means he's not ahead of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I understand what role we play on the radio and such. If we did get a, hey, man, he's behind schedule, we get into the neurotic space of, oh, no, does this mean that Christian Harris can, like, we would get into that space.
Yeah.
I understand that,
yeah.
Right? And I understand how a team would view it that way. However, I think that it would be a more reasonable thing to do than, like, hey, he's behind schedule, we'll get him back, than just leaving it kind of out there and leaving the speculation and really kind of turning the conversation.
It seemed like they trying to hold out hope because I don't think they want to put them on the IR to end the season, but it seemed like they trying to hold out hope that hopefully he can come back.
I think that's exactly what it is because it has all the markings of we're not going to see him. Not only, you know, the we'll tell you, we'll let you know, but they brought in Devin White. I mean, that's, is it a desperation move? Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda. It really is.
It seemed like they waited to last minute to kind of do it, too, because I thought they would have did it early on when he was out for the first, 4 games.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a desperation move. At minimum, it's reflective on Christian Harris.
Yeah, of what's happening there. And so, yeah, it almost, I understand why your fear missing out when it comes to all these teams having fun going and acquiring players. Mm-hmm. It's not satiated at all with Devin White, because Devin White being signed, I don't know how much he actually helps you on the field. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, he's a depth piece regardless, right?
Yeah.
Hewitt and Hanson have acquitted themselves pretty well.
Well enough.
Early on. But yeah, it raises more questions than it gives you answers. And so I get where that fear of missing out is coming through. Is there anything that you would like to see to kind of satiate that fear of missing out as you see wide receivers flying around from teams?
Yes, there is. And most of it might be in-house. Kamari Lassiter, please come back.
Sure.
Please return.
I don't know if that's... You might still need a cornerback even with Kamari coming
Even with
back.
Him, because D'Angelo Ross, if anything happens... we saw what teams are going to do. It's on tape.
On top of the fact
that... Where is he? Oh, there he is. Let's go there. You know?
I'm trying to use the... I'm trying not to put on tape the thing that I typically say.
Yeah, the water boy?
I don't say that. I don't say that.
Where's my...
I don't say that.
Oh, there he is.
No, no, I definitely don't say that. I want to make that abundantly clear. I don't want nobody seeing me. I mean, we exist in these streets. Somebody can come tap your chin if they need to. You need a cornerback, because also we've already talked about the fact that as soon as Justin Jefferson got in that slot and worked you, this might be something that you need. Having another cornerback that you can give some level of coverage responsibilities if you need to, with all due respect to Jalen Petrie, would be something that'd be helpful, especially as you get, across from more of these really good teams. But for the time being, everybody else is out here making moves, including the one that we learned about today, the Kansas City Chiefs adding a known name around these parts. DeAndre Hopkins moves to, what is his, fourth team in the NFL? This time the Kansas City Chiefs, and you imagine that he gives himself a good opportunity to maybe go try and get a ring up there. We're getting going on a Wednesday in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day, as we'll have Adam Spillane to talk about the start of the Rocket season happening later today. But the question of the day actually comes back to Nick Caserio. He said that he makes his kids
somebody
give away the Halloween candy, and we got
to
break some news to him there. But the question of the day, based off of that, what's the sneakiest thing that you've ever done that your parents never found out about? 713-572-4610.